USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today I'm announcing that the United States will ban Russian-affiliated ships from our ports as they did in Europe.
President Biden at the White House on Thursday, the president saying this is an important step in crippling Russia's economy. He also announced a new $800 million military aid package to Ukraine, which comes on the top of the already approved aid to Ukraine, totaling $2.6 billion. A COVID relief package is stalling out on Capitol Hill due to border politics. Democrats are pushing for additional COVID funding, but Republicans are vowing to wedge into the package an extension of a border health rule used to expedite deportations. Last month, the Border Patrol made over 221,000 encounters at our southern border. That's the highest number in over 20 years. USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
A wildfire in Arizona has many in the state concerned.
A wildfire in Arizona is rapidly growing in size and could get even worse today. Strong winds are expected to make it harder for crews to gain any ground after the fire tripled in size since yesterday. It's nearing 20,000 acres and has destroyed 25 buildings, with hundreds of homes being threatened. A total of 10 wildfires are burning Thursday in New Mexico and Arizona. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Alec Baldwin's attorney claims a report that said the movie Rust violated workplace safety procedures clears his client. New Mexico is issuing a nearly $140,000 fine for the accidental shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun when a bullet killed Hutchins and injured the movie's director. Baldwin's attorney says the report exonerates Baldwin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
As home prices continue to rise, rent prices are following suit.
Rent prices across the U.S. climbed to record highs in March. A new report indicates that's largely because an increasing number of potential buyers are being pushed out of the market. Real estate brokerage Redfin said the median monthly asking rent increased 17% compared with a year ago. This marked the largest annual jump since February 2020, according to Redfin's data. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The CDC says Title 42 authority is no longer needed and is set to be lifted at the end of May. That was a power invoked by former President Trump that denies many illegal immigrants their right to asylum claims because of public health concerns. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox and Friends that there are criminals crossing the border illegally already because the border control is overrun.
Talk to the ranchers in South Texas. Talk to the Americans who are getting impacted every single day by criminal activity and dangerous individuals.
Arizona, Louisiana, and Missouri are among a group of states suing to keep Title 42 in place. Lawmakers in Louisiana are taking a closer look at a transgender sports bill. It would ban biological male athletes from female sports teams and has passed the state Senate. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says he opposes it but stops short of vetoing it. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.